Leaving House, are you concerned that a chair will be lost at the Congressional Black Caucus table?
No, a chair won't be lost because I'll be replaced by another black from Brooklyn, so a chair won't be lost. I can assure you that the seat will definitely be going to a black person. I'm very, very happy to say that in the past 15 years, I have been very involved in helping to put together and strategizing in about 9 campaigns across this country, and 7 of the women won. Because women basically they haven't been a part of the old boys network. And they feel that sometimes, because they're articulate, because they have a knowledge of the issues, and because they're popular, that they should run for political office. There's much more to running for political office. I hope to be able to teach them something about strategizing. Women as a whole know absolutely nothing about strategizing in terms of planning for a political office. So I hope to be able to do that kind of thing in different parts of the country.
Why did you decide to enter the political arena?
I entered politics by popular demand. I'm a professional educator. I have 3 degrees in the area of education, and I always thought I would stay in education. But I used to organize people, take them to budget estimate hearings and city council hearings. And I've always been a kind of fearless individual, afraid of nobody, speak up sometimes, I guess, when I was not supposed to speak up. And people like people that have nerve and guts. And I guess I exhibited that, and people said, you need to go into politics. And so that's how I got into politics, through the people. I've always been a people's politician because I've been a maverick. I've been very independent. I've been somewhat controversial. I've been told every year some politician meets me and said, you're committing political suicide. Well, I've been committing political suicide for 23 years, and here I am.
The late Shirley A. Chisholm, former Congresswoman, 12th Congressional District, New York City. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's AmericanArchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny M. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.
This is Dr. Ryan Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century. All roads lead to Baltimore for State of the Black World Conference 5. The theme is Global Africans Rising, Empowerment, Reparations, and Healing. You know that by now because the mobilizing and organizing is on. But I need your help. I told you that already because we're behind. You know, we're 3 months behind, but we're going to do it. All things are possible if you only believe. Marcus Mosiah Garvey said, up you mighty race, accomplish what you will. And his son, Dr. Julius Garvey, is our honorary chairman. This is the crown jewel. This is the crown jewel. IBW is my legacy project. This is going to be an awesome conference. It's going to be amazing because you're a part of it. But I need your help. So it was so gratifying today. I had a supporter call me. She was so excited. She said, I signed up today. Got my registration, and I also signed up my hotel room. Well, if you're in the greater Baltimore area, you may commute in D.C. and so forth. But if you're beyond that, obviously signing up for the hotel is an important piece as well. But we got a discount registration between now and March 31st. It is $200 for the registration. After that, it's $250 for registration. So we want you to register now. And that will help get us moving. We need that resources internally so we can continue to do the organizing and mobilizing. And there'll be more messages coming to you, more details coming to you. But right now, just go to the website, ibw21.org. We got people coming from all over the Pan-African world. This is going to be an experience you will never, ever forget. And of course, we're going to be talking about getting people organized as Freedom Rides, buses, and all of those kind of things as well. We got more coming. There'll be more bulletins coming. But today, go to the website, ibw21.org, and register and pick that one area. You only can pick one because we want you to have a quality in-depth experience. Pick that one area that you're going to focus on in terms of the State of the Black World Conference. God and the ancestors will bless you, and I will profoundly thank you for, in fact, signing up for State of the Black World Conference 5. All roads lead to Baltimore, April 19th through the 23rd, 2023. We just got about 100 days left until we get there. Thank you so much. Asante Sana. Thank you so much.
The years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription. And never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. Down here, this familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. At last I see the
Yeah. There's no need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
Can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. So hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, us in, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in light of El Comedor. As small as I am, at night at El Comedor, she draws out the trail on the palm of my hand. At night at El Comedor, she says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me. At night at El I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlined at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlined at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. In la chambre soleil, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, to our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre soleil, it's what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say, love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Bargains turn to hard lines. Words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start.
Yeah. How about Mark Lethierry on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on the keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
You're listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to Audible Sounds, and at the top of the show, that was SIP, spelled S-I-P, with the track Vocus. After that, we had back-to-back songs from Bacon Grease, with the tracks The Truth Is, followed by What Do You Know? And I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for more electronic music. We've got lots of surprises for you. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Circadian Rhythms. A Waking Nightmare, Thursdays at 1 p.m.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And that was spoken word and electronic artist Blanche 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 with the track Focus. And that's the second track today titled Focus. I hope you're all paying attention. And before that, that was Elias Marino with the track Synthesis of Un...
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way, and in this hour, we're going to hear from Piano Red, a wonderful OK Record release called Dr. Feelgood. Indeed, it does feel good when he's playing the piano. Memphis Mini with some Fried Peanut War Blues as well. Plus, we'll hear from Big Joe Williams on his 12-string guitar. It's all coming up here on this hour, the Deep Blues Hour. Why don't we start off with the Jelly Roll Kings from down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Here they are from their disc, Rockin' the Juke Joint Down. This is a little something called Sunshine Twist. You'll recognize it. It is You Are My Sunshine. Jelly Roll Kings here on the Deep Blues Hour. Tartan Ink joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Ink is a full-service copy and print shop located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortments of colored and textured papers, including cover stock specialty papers such as glossy, resume quality, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options, including cutting, laminating, folding, paddling, stapling, tape binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call them at 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.